Today we began discussing the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Shogigim on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and the machlokis is whether or not Kimei B'Derab Minei applies even in a case of Shogig. And the last thing we discussed here on the top of the Daf was how to interpret the Pasuk Im Lo Yeh Ason. And we had two interpretations. One interpretation, which would be that of Reish Lakish, ason refers to the Isha, to the woman who was hit, and everything depends upon whether she survives or she doesn't survive. In event that she dies, is lo yeh onesh, then there's no punishment, and it's irrelevant as to whether or not the makeh, the Nogef, as we called him, was Mezid Ashogig. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the word Ason refers to the Nogef, and the issue is whether or not the Nogef is Chayiv Misa. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kim Lev Deramine would depend upon the fact that there was Asra, and that Bezdin would have certainly implemented the Chiv Misa, and that's what patters him up from the Chiv Mam. So we're up to Amar Rava. Let's see if we can find the place here on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. It is four lines down from the top. Umi Ika Limandi Amar Chayve Mises Shogigim Chayovin. Could it be that Rabbi Yochanan in fact rejects Reish Lakish in this case? We have Tana de Bechizkia, and the Gemara assumes that everybody accepts Tana de Bechizkia. So before we embark on this little journey as to understand the complicated limud, the alfusa of Tana de Bechizkia, let's just keep in mind that at this point in the Shakla V'Tarya, the sugya, the Gemara assumes that there's no difference between Chayvei Misa Shogigin and Chayvei Malkios Shogigin. The original machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish appears in Masech Techulin on Daf Pei Aleph, as we pointed out yesterday. And the subject of that machlokas in that sugya is Chayvei Malkios Shogigin. The Gemara made the jump and assumed that Rabbi Yochanan would have applied his principle restricting or limiting Kim Lev Deramine to Mezid even in a case of Chayvei Misos. Chayvei Misos Shogigin would likewise be Chayv to pay Mamon. And that's in direct contradiction to Tana de Bechizkia. So let's learn Tana de Bechizkia, and then we'll see how the Gemara is going to retract and reinterpret the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. V'atana de Bechizkia, the pasuk at the end of Parshas Emor says, Make Adam u'make behema. Now, let's take a look at the pasuk itself. It's in Vayikra Chav Dalid. Pasuk of Aleph, Umake behemo yishalmenu, Umake Adam, you must. Now, the pasuk mentions Make behemo first, then Make Adam secondly, but the Bechizkia, in analyzing this pasuk, begin with Make Adam, because in terms of the Hekesh, we want to assume that just like there's a Patur moment in Make Adam, so too there's going to be a Chiyuv Mamon in Makah Behema. So let's read the drasha here. Again, the mashmos of the pasuk is that Makah Adam is Potami Tashlumin, because it says in the pasuk, Makah Behema Yishalmena, as if to imply that Makah Adam doesn't pay, he gets death, he gets a death penalty. But because of this hekesh in the pasuk between Makkah Od and Makkah Behema, we're going to derive that in the same situation in which Makkah Behema is chayv v'tashlumin, Makkah Odom is going to be part of v'tashlumin. So the Jerusha of Reish Lak, of Chizkiah, is really based on two, it's sort of like an overlap of two different hermeneutic principles. One principle is diuk, which is called a mute, and that means that since it says Makkah Behema Yishalmena, that's the beginning of the pasuk, it's implying that Makkah Odom lo Yishalmena. And the second element here in this drasha is what we call hekesh, which means that we're going to take Makkah Behema Yishalmena and apply it in all its cases, and then we're going to compare Makkah Odom to Makkah Behema and say that just like Makkah Behema applies in all its cases, meaning Yishalmena, he has to pay, so to Makkah Odom in all its cases does not have to pay. And again, you can only appreciate the hekesh if you first start with the mute. Now the Ritva here adds that this entire pasuk Makkah Behema Yishalmena is completely superfluous, because earlier in that same parasha, again we're looking at pasuk Chaf Aleph, but if you rewind to pasuk Yud Ches, you'll see it says Umakeh Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. So therefore, the extra pasuk here is a drasha that the Torah repeated Makkah Behema Yishalmena to set up a hekesh to Makkah Odom, or shall we say between Makkah Odom and Makkah Behema. The Ritva's question is, why isn't the hekesh between Makkah Odom and Makkah Behema apply to tell me that Makkah Odom should be chayv b'tashlumin? Just like Makkah Behema is always chayv b'tashlumin, maybe Makkah Odom should also always be chayv b'tashlumin. And the Ritva gives the following answer. He says, Lo yitochen lahakisham legamri v'derech zu, sharei Makkah Odom b'mezid u'b'meskayim vadei potter. In the case of Mezid, Makkah Odom uschayv bisa for sure is potter mimamon because of kimwe b'der ramine, and that's derived from the pasuk v'lo yason. So you can't say that just like Makkah Behema is always going to be chayev, so too Makkah Odom is always going to be chayev, because we know that in one scenario, namely in Mezid, Makkah Odom is certainly potter. So therefore, we darshan the hekesh in the opposite direction, that just like Makkah Behema you're always going to be chayev, so to Makkah Ba'odom, you're always going to be potter. And that's what the Brisa records right this at this moment. Ma Makkah Behema lo chilakta bein shogeg, bein b'shogeg, le bein b'mezid, bein b'miskaven, le she'eno miskaven, bein b'derech yirida, bein b'derech aliyah lefocho mamon. In Makkah Behema, we're not going to differentiate between shogeg and mezid, between miskaven and eno miskaven, between derech yirida, derech aliyah. It's always going to be that he's potter mamon. Again, we'll go through these three cases in just a moment, but let's just get the overall framework of the hekesh. So in all cases, A, B, and C, there's no chiluk, and we're always going to be mechayev and mamon. That's the principle of Adam mu'ad li'olam, bein b'mezid, bein b'shogeg. And when we say bein miskaven, bein sha'o miskaven, let's say, for example, there were two animals, his kavana was to hit one animal, and instead, by mistake, he hit another animal, he's going to be chayev v'tashlumin. Tosus points that out in this gigantic Tosus Umi. And then, we don't differentiate between derech yirida and derech aliyah. Those distinctions, classic, apply to golos. That in golos, if a person inadvertently causes the death of someone, so he goes to Ir Miklat, but that's only going to be b'derech yirida. If it's derech aliyah on his way up, he's going to be potter from Golos. And that's derived from a pasuk in the Gemara Makis Daf Zayin from Vayapel Alav Vayamos, that the Chiv Golos is only going to be derech nefila. But that's only as far as killing a human being is concerned. But with regard to Makkah Behema, we don't make this distinction. And you're going to be chayef for Makkah Behema, even in a case of derech aliyah as well. Now, derech aliyah is what we call karav li'ones. That's a p'tur in Golos, in Ritzicha, but as far as Adam Mu'ud li'olam, that encompasses all cases, and he's always going to be chayef mamon. Now, the fact that he's always chayef mamon is not derived here in the Braisa of Chizkiah, but it is derived in the Gemara Bava Kama Chavav from a pasuk Petza Tachas Petza, that Adam Hamazik is Chayv al Shogig v'mezid, Onis v'ratzon, Adam Muli Olam. He always pays damages. So again, Lo Chilakta Lefotra L'chayva. That's called Makkah Behem Mishalmen. And now we have the Hekesh to Makkah Adam. And in Makkah Adam, it's always going to be Lefotro Mamon is Lo Tachlok Bo Bein Bishogeg Bein Bemezid Bein Miskavin L'She'enu Miskavin Bein Derech Yerida L'Derech Aliyah L'Chaivo Mamon El Lefotro Mamon. So in all those three scenarios, right, the Shogeg case, Bein Miskavin case, the Derech Aliyah case, in all cases he's going to be Potter. And the reason for that is because of Kimle B'Ramine. But again, we're talking about cases which at least two of the three of the cases, maybe all three cases, can be classified as Shogeg cases, in which he would not be Chayv Befal, as Bezin would not put him to death. But as we've discussed on many occasions, the Maisa itself and the Aver itself lends itself to a Chiv Misa. Now, again, if we take a look at Tosfos, we'll see that in Shogeg and Mezid, you don't make a distinction. It means that you're always potter from a Chiv Tashlumen, and the same is true both in Miskavin She'enu Miskavin, that he's potter, and now What Chiyuv Tashlumen are we talking about? It could be that there's an overlap between a Chiyuv Tashlumen and a Chiyuv Misa. Like, for example, we'll have cases of, let's say, Zorek Chetz V'Kar Shiraim Shel Chavero. Or you could talk about paying the Tmei Anerak, meaning that the Yorshim should have a Tviya, a monetary Tviya, that you killed our father, and therefore you have to pay damages. That also is going to be knocked off, is going to be potter as a result of this principle of Lo Techalik Bo, that you're always going to be potter. Elefotro Mama. Or for example, in Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida, it means that the Rotzeach is not able to redeem himself from the Chiyuv Misa and achieve Kapara by paying Mamon. That's going to be the sugya that we'll have later on Daf Lamed Zayin. And we're going to derive now that just like in Derech Aliyah, if let's say he would have killed inadvertently B'Derech Aliyah, so that, just one second. If he killed B'Derech Aliyah, there would be no possibility of achieving Kapara through Golus, and this Tosfos seems to assume that Derech Aliyah is more responsible for the death, not like we said before, that Derech Aliyah is more of a of a car of Leonis, the Tosfos seems to be operating with the opposite conclusion, that Derech Aliyah is Karv LeMezid, so that the Torah now is saying that because you're so close to Mezid, the law robs you of the opportunity to achieve Kapara through Golus. There's no redemption, so to speak. And whatever punishment you'll have to get, Bidei Shamayim, that's what you'll have to get. So that the Rotzeach could not, you know, offer Bezdin or the Gizbar of Hegdesh, you know, a major check, a major contribution, and say, well, that should be a tour for me and exempt me from any need for Kapara. So too in Derech Yerida, where the Torah does provide for a Kapara, the method of Kapara, which is Golus. We're not going to accept any redemption and pater him up from Golus. And so too, in the case of Mezid, again, this is going to be the sugya later on, we don't accept any sort of monetary redemption money, any sort of pigeon money, to pater him up from a chi of Misa. That's a little bit of an overview of this Tosfos Dibro Maskal Af, which if you have time, you'll go through the Tosfos. So again, in any event, in the case of Maka Adam, in every single case, he's potter from Tashlumin, whether it's Bishogeg or B'mezid, whether it's B'miskavin or She'en Miskavin. And the bottom line that we have to take out of this Tanit Bechizki is the following, that Chayvim Misa Shogim Peturim, Peturim Mitashlumin, where we apply Kim Leib D'Rabiminei, even in a case of a shogeg, where Bezdin is not implementing the Chi of Misa. And this limud of Tanit Bechizkiah from Maka Behema is just like Lom Demikach Rak Lechi of Mamon Sheba Yachar Im Chi of Misa B'shogeg. Okay, so we're talking about a chi of misa b'shogeg and a chi of mamon, and we're saying that the chi of misa b'shogeg is enough to knock it off. But what about malchus? Now, in the case of a chi of malchus, which came simultaneously we're not up to malchus and mamon yet. Let me just leave that out for a second. But in the case of a chi of malchus together with a chi of misa, would Tana de Bechizkia teach me that he doesn't get Malchus? So let's say, for example, he was mazed as far as eating non-kosher food. He ate the Bosa Behemoth Tmeya, so he gets Malchus for that. And at the same moment, he was a shogeg as far as a chiyuv Shabbos or a chiyuv Rotzeach is concerned. So we have now an overlap of a chiyuv Malchus with a chiyuv Misa b'shogeg. I'll give you another example. Let's say he shechts oso v'yes b'no l'shem avodah zara. Right, so oso v'yes b'no would generate a chiyuv Malchus, and he was, let's say, amazed for that, but he was a shogeg for Avodah Zarah. There were two Shechitas. There was Oso and the Beno. So for the Shechita of L'shem Avodah Zarah, he'd be Chayev Misa. But they only gave Masra for Oso Ves Beno. They didn't give Masra for the Avodah Zarah, which means that for all intents and purposes, he's a Shogeg for Avodah Zarah. He may be amazed, but for as far as Bezin is concerned, he's Potter, he's a Shogeg. So on that case, there'll be a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that's going to be a machlokes, which if I'm correct, my assumption is that's in addition to the case of Malchus U'Mammon. Malchus U'Mammon is a sugya n'chulin, as we mentioned yesterday. The sugya that we're referring to now is in Masechta Sanhedrin Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan says that in that case of Osel Espino, he will get Malkus, despite the fact that he did an Avera simultaneously, he implemented an Avera of Achiv Misa of Avodah Zarah, because we're not giving him Misa for Avodah Zarah. There was no Asra for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, he's going to get Malkus for Osel Espino. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, says in Sanhedrin that he doesn't get Malkus. Now, there's this long Tosis here that I referred to before, Dibra Maskel Umi, and he points out that all the Tanoim accepted Tana Devei Chizkia. There was no Tana who went on record as disagreeing with Tana Devei Chizkia. And therefore, the Gemara is asking this question on the original understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, because the underlying premise of the Gemara is that even Rabbi Yochanan would accept Tana Devei Chizkia. Now, there are brises which apparently quote Rabbi Chia, and those brises were accepted in the Beis Medrash, and there was no one questioning that. And this leads us to the final conclusion of this whole Gemara about Tana Devei Chizkia with regard to Rabbi Yochanan. Elki Asa Ravin, when Rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he says that the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not the way we had it before, which was on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and that was the tradition of Rav Dimi. But rather, the new formulation is that Chayvei Misa Shogin Kuli Alma Lo Pligi De Peturim. Even Rav Yochanan agrees that in a case of Chayvei Misa Shogigin, based on Tana Devei Chizkia's Yalfusa, your potter from Mammon, that you would have been chayev for at the moment that you were chayev Misa. You don't pay that Mammon that he really was chayev to pay, because at that moment that he was chayev to pay Mammon, he implemented a chiv misa. Again, he's not chayev misa because he's a shogeg. Keep pligi, where is the machlokis? Where does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Reish Lakish? That's only v'chayve malkus shogegim v'dover acher. Meaning, simultaneous with his chiv malkus b'shogeg, he incurred a chiv mamon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayve has to pay the mamon, because his tonim d'vei chizkiyas hekesh is only techayve misos, right? The pasuk says maka adam yumos, which means that he gets the death penalty, but he doesn't pay mamon, and that applies even in the case of shogeg based on the lo chilakta of chizkia. But chayve malkis lo iskush. There's no hekish to maka behema in the case of chayve malkis. That's not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah explicitly says maka adam yumos. So there's no derivation, there's no source here that even Chavi Malkis Shogigin Shapati you up from Mammon, and therefore you chayv Mammon according to Rabbi Yochanan. But Reish Lakish says Patur, and why is that so? Shebeferush Ribsa Torah Chayvei Malkis Kechayvei Misos. The Gemara later on is going to derive a Hekesh according to Reish Lakish between Chayvei Malkius and Chayvei Misos. So just like in Chayvei Misos, even in the case of Shogeg, we apply Kimle and he's potter from Tashlumen, so too, according to Reish Lakish, in the case of Chayvei Malkius Shogeg, he's potter from Tashlumen. So now the Gemara wants to know, Heichan Ribsa Torah. Where is this equation which is assumed, that's the underlying sheet, underlying premise of the sheet of Reish Lakish, between Chayvei Malkius and Chayvei Misos. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Asya Rosha Rosha. In Chayvei Misos, and this is in the 35th chapter of Bamidbar, towards the end of that chapter, it says, V'lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher hu rasholamus kimos yumas. We have the pasuk Rasha here. The Torah says, "Lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher hu rasholamus." So you underline the word Rasha, and in Chayvei Malkius, in Kisetze, it says, Vahaya im bin hakos harasha vipilu ashofed vikol lefanav kidei rishaso b'mispar. So in Chayvei Malkius, likewise, it says the word Rasha. Now the Gemara offers another possibility as to where and how does Reish Lakish derive his hekesh between Chayvei Malkius and Chayvei Misos. Rav Amar Asya Make Make. There's a hekesh between Chayvei Malkius and Make Behema. And basically what Rav is doing is he's cutting out the equation between Chayvei Malkius and Chayvei Misa. We don't need that equation. We could go directly between Chayvei Malkius and Make Behema. And now we have to figure out what Rava has in mind over here. Where do we find a pasuk that indicates some sort of a hekesh between Chayvei Malkius and Make Behema? Ilema, if we're going to say umake behemi shalmen umake adam yumas, well, that's not a case of Chayvei Malkius. That's a case of Chayvei Misos, right? Make adam yumas. Hai bektoloksiv. Ella, but rather, hai make. The pasuk says, umake nefesh behema yishalmena. Nefesh tachas nefesh, and v'samachle v'ish ki etein mum be'amiso. So let's take a look at this hekesh. Make nefesh behema. This is in Emor. Make nefesh behema. An earlier pasuk than the one that we had until now, Makeh Behemi Shalmena. Right before that, which we mentioned earlier today, it says Makeh Nefesh Behemi Shalmena, and then it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Now, immediately afterwards, in the very next pasuk, it says, so again, we're at the end of Parashas Emor Vayikra Chavtal, we're looking at Psukim Yudches now Yudtes, Ve'ishki Yitein Mum Be'amiso. And then the end of the pasuk says, Kasher Osa Ken Ye Osa Lo. And these words, Ken Ye Osa Lo, mean that he's Chayv Malkus. Okay. So, kasher osa vehikas chavero, just like he hit his friend, and that's called ishki itein mumba miso, so too he gets hit. Kenye osa lo, meaning Bezin will give him Malkus. Now, whenever the Torah speaks by giving out Malkus, it means 39 lashes. Now, we have a hekesh between the Chiv Malkus and Make Behema. And this is going to teach us that, according to Reish Lakish, Chayvei Malkus Shogigin are part from Tashlumin. Just like in the case of Make Behema, we said that he always pays Tashlumin. whether or not he's a shogig or a mezid. So if I damage your animal inadvertently, I have to pay you damages. I have to compensate you for the loss. So too in the Chiyuv Malkus, you're always going to be potter from Tashlumin based on Kim Lev Deravin. We're not going to distinguish between Shogig and Mezid. You're always going to be potter, even in a case of Shogig. So the Gemara right away asks the Kasha of a high lav makahi. In this pasuk, ish ki yitein mumba miso, the word makah doesn't appear. How could Rava assume that there's some sort of an equation of makah makah when the pasuk doesn't mention the word makah? You know, before we were talking about makah behem or makah adam, so it had the word makah, but now we're talking about a pasuk ish ki yitein mumba miso, and there's no mention of a makah. So the Gemara answers, Anan hakoh hakoh kamrinon. It's not what you call a strict gzeirah shava, but rather it's a more of a general kind of an equation of hakoh hakoh. In other words, in both psukim, which are contiguous, we're talking about a hakoh. There's hakoh that a person hit an animal, he damaged the animal, and there's hakoh where he damaged his friend, ki yitein mum be'amiso. Okay. Now what else did we... Okay, fine. Let's go on. The Gemara now asks the kasha of a hakik siv. The pasuk itself. Ve'ish ki yitein mum ba'amiso kasher osa ken yosa lo bechovel b'chaveru hu dechsiv. How are you going to talk about deriving from this pasuk a p'tur of chiyuv mamon when the whole thrust of this pasuk, the subject of this pasuk, is to be mechayiv mamon? We're talking about a case of chovel b'chaveru. And chovel b'chaveru ba tashlumin. He's chayiv to pay mamon. He's not chayiv malkus. In other words, this pasuk is not discussing Malkus or Achiv Malkus at all. So how could Rava use this pasuk, set up a hekesh, from Achiv Malkus to Makah Behema, when the pasuk is not even addressing a case of Achiv Malkus? The subject of this pasuk is not Achiv Malkus at all. So the Gemara answers that we have to add another element into the equation. It's not just the classic hekesh of Hakah Hakah, but it's also in the Eino Inyan, that if the pasuk is not necessary for itself, then we take it a little bit out of context and we use it for something else. And we're going to use it here in this case not for a classic chovil b'chavero, which incurs a chiv mamon, but a very unique and rare kind of hakah of chavola, where there would be a chiyuv malkus and no chiyuv mamon, and that's called lahakah sheyeshba. Right, I'm sorry. Im eino inyan lahakah sheyeshba shavut, which is your classic 99.9% of the cases where you pay tashlume chavola, because once the chavola generated a loss of at least the shavapruta, that's enough to apply the principle of shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kasher yitein mum b'yodam kein yinasein lo. Yinasein means that it's something of value. From the word yinasein, we're going to derive that the intention of the Torah is that if you took out your friend's eye, you don't literally take out his eye, but rather he pays damim, mamon, and that's called the dover anitan miyad liyad that we had in the Gemara above on Daf Lamed Beis. But in such a case, we don't need the hekesh to maka behema, because obviously, just like in maka behema he pays, so too in maka adam he pays. And that's your classic chavol of yesh poshava puta. But tnei le'inya, where do we need this pasuk to teach us something? This pasuk of each kiten mumba miso kasher osa ken yosel ha'kosha ein poshava puta, where he's going to be chayv malkus, because there's no chiyuv mama. And keep in mind that this has nothing to do with Ula and Rabbi Yochanan that we studied earlier. Everybody agrees that in the case of Chavola, if there's no Chiyuv Malkus, then you pay. But if there is a Chiyuv Malkus, then you'll get Malkus, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, for sure. So now we have a Hekesh from the case of Hakosha Ein Boshova Pruta, where there's a Chiyuv Malkus, to the case of Makkah Behema, to teach us that just like in Makkah Behema, you don't differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid, and you pay damages even in the case of Shogeg, so too in Makkah Adam, we're not going to differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid, and even if he did the Avera B'Shogeg, he's going to be parted from a Chiyuv Tashlumen, and now we're talking about Chayve Malkus. So we're talking about Chayve Malkios Shogigu. And this is going to be, according to Rava, the basis for Reish Lakish's conclusion, his unique sheet against Rabbi Yochanan, that Chayve Malkios Shogigu are part of from Tashlumen. The Gemara is still not happy with this because Sof, and here we're turning to Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that in the case of Hakor She'ein Bo Shoveh Pruta, he's not Chayev Mom, that's because of Lav Bar Tashlumin Hu. Since Hakor was not worth a Pruta, therefore he doesn't have to pay. But let's say in the case of Hakor She'Shoveh Pruta, perhaps we should differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid, and in the case of a Shogeg, he should be Chayev and Tashlumin. Now, the Rosh Hashi asks the following question. The Torah says explicitly that a chovah b'chaver pays, and he doesn't get malchus, even in the case of mezid. And that was Gemara's question above. So how's it shayach to say here that we should differentiate and say that only in the case of shogeg he's chayav to pay tashlumen? That's the Rosh Hashi's question. In any event, the Gemara says, here's the following answer, lo tzricha. We don't need this hekesh except for the case of the Bahadi de Machye, that at the same moment that he hit his friend, the Hakosh Ein Boshova Pruta, and he's Chayv Malkus for that, is Kora Shirayim delay. As he was beating him up, he ripped his cloak, which is made of silk. Shirayim means meshy silk. And the Mukha now lost his beautiful silk cloak. Now, the cloak itself is worth more than a pruta, quite obviously. Nevertheless, the Makkah doesn't pay Tashlumen in such a case, according to Reish Lakish, because he's Chayev Malkus, and that sets up Kim Levi D'Ramine. And from this Hekish, we can derive that even if there was no Asra for the Chiyuv of Malkus, and he doesn't get Malkus, he's still part from Tashlumen. Just like in the case of Makkah Behema, you don't differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid. So too in the case of Makkah Adam, right, so in Makkah Behema, he's always going to be Chayev Tashlumen, even in Shogeg. So too in a Chiyuv of Malkus case, he's always going to be part of Tashlumen, and that's based on the din of Kimlei B'Drabami. Now, I just want to point out, there's a footnote here in the Mesifta, in which he quotes the Marshal, who says that, according to this answer, the Gemara, we don't need, we're free from binding us down to Hakosh Ein Boshova Pruta. We can now talk about Hakosh Yesh Boshova Pruta, and at that moment he rips the shirayim of his friend, and he has to pay to make Chavola, and that's based on the principle called Beferish Rips the Torah Chovel Tashlum, but he doesn't have to pay for the shirayim, because the Beferish Rips the Torah Chovel Tashlum is only as far as Dmei Chavola is concerned. But as far as other damim, for example, ripping the shirayim of chavero, we don't have beferish rips of Torah l'tashlumen. And even in a case where he doesn't get malchus, let's say there was no asra, nevertheless, since, and we're going quite to Reish Lakish, obviously, that chayve malchus shogigin is also potabim mamon, and he doesn't have to pay the dmei Shirayim, because of the Chiyuv Malkus, even though again befall he doesn't get the Malkus, but there is a Chiyuv Malkus inherent in this action, in this Chavola. That's the Shita of the Marshal. The Pnei Yoshua is not happy with this. He writes that if it was Akov Shava Pruta and he rips Shirayim Shal Chaver, he have to pay for the Shirayim, and the principle of Rips a Torah Chovel Bechavero Shemeshalim Veino Loke is that's not considered a Chiyuv Malkus at all, because the Beferish Rips a Torah means that the Torah established that in Chovel Bechavero instead of Malkus you pay Momo, you pay Tmei Chavola. So it's not like a classic case of Chayvei Malkiel Shogige. So that's going to be a Machlokes Achronim here. What would be in a case of Chovel B'Shava Pruta, Hakosh Yesh B'Shava Pruta, would you pater him up from Shirayim or not? Does the principle of Beferish Rips Torah Chovel B'Chaver L'Malkis, does that remove Chovel B'Chaver L'Momon, the Tashlumei Momon, does that remove the Chiyuv Malkis completely? And there's no, it's not even an Averish Yesh B'Malkis. Now let's go back to Tana de Bechizkia. Omar le Rab Chiyah le Rava le Tana de Bechizkia di Omar Maka Odom u Maka Behema, that just like in Maka Behema you don't distinguish between Shogi and Meis and he's Chayef to pay, so to Maka Odom he's Potom in Tashlumi Dim Kimle, and you're not going to differentiate between Shogi and Meis, he's always going to be Potom, even in the case of Shogi. Mimai de Bechol Ksiv, how does Tana de Bechizkia know? And this is the premise that underlies the drasha of Tana Bechizkia, that the pasuk is talking about a Makah Behema situation on a weekday where he pays Tashlumin, the Lekha Lefluge, and therefore there's no difference between Shogig and Mezid, he's always going to be Chayv Tashlumin. And from that he's going to derive that even in the case of Maka Odom, you're not going to differentiate between Shogi and Mezid. He's going to be Potter from Tashlumin in the case of Chayvei Mises Shogigin. Dilma B'Shabbos Ksiv. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about a case, or even a case, where he was Maka Behema B'Shabbos, and he's chayv for netilas neshama, so he violates an Isur Shabbos. And if he does it b'mezid, he'd be chayv misa. And therefore, b'behema, to b'behema gufa, ikol lefluge. Which means that even in the din of hakos behema, we would have to make a differentiation between shogig and mezid to say that the pasuk is talking about a chiv tashlumin is dafke the case of shogeg. So when it says Maka Behemi Shalmenu, it must be by definition shogeg, because if it's Shabbos and if it was a mezid, we would apply the principle of Kimlev the Ramine. And therefore, Tana Bechizkia has no basis to derive from this a hekesh to Maka Odom and derive the Chayvi Mises Shogeg and his Potomi Tashlumin. Because Mimokum Shabasa, you're deriving it from Maka Behema, and the case of Maka Behema is a case of Shogeg. What underlies the drasha, the alfus of Tana Bechizkia, is the absolute equation between Shogeg and Mezid. And we're going to say that just in Maka Behema, the Torah has that absolute equation between Mezid and Shogeg, Lechiv, so too in Maka Adam. We're going to have an equation between Mezid and Shogeg Liftur, and to derive the principle of Chayvei Mises and Shogeg Ptur. But wait a minute, even in the case of Maka Behema, Mimaka Shabasa, you cannot assume an absolute equation between Shogeg and Mezid, because if we're talking on Shabbos, then by definition we have to be talking about a Shogeg situation. So how can you find the basis here between an equation between Mezid and Shogeg? So my answer is Losalka Daitach. You cannot raise this possibility that we're talking about Shabbos, the Ksiv Umaka Behemi Shalmeno, Umaka Adam Yumas, and the Torah combines here the din of Maka Behema and the din of Maka Adam to say that they're both Chayev. And Hechidami, what's the case? We need to assume that both Maka Adam and Maka Behema are talking about the same case, either lo Asribe, if the Pasuk is talking about a case where there's no Asra. So why does the Pasuk say Maka Adam Yumas, El Pshita the Asra Be? So Maka Adam Yumas by definition must be with Asra. Now, if there was a Hasra, then let's assume that in Maka Behema there was also Hasra. The Ibis Shabbos, and we're talking about a case where he killed an animal on Shabbos, and we have to assume that there was Hasra to maintain the equality, the similarity between Maka Adam and Maka Behema. Is Maka Behema Shalmena? How could it possibly be that he's Chayef for Shabbos and at the same time he's Potter V'Tashlumen El Olav? We must therefore assume that we're talking about a case of Chol. Okay, this is where we're going to stop in Mitzvah Shem today, here on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And at this point, the Gemara is going to go back to the Sugya of Rabbah, back on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, to the effect that what Reb Meir said in the Braisa, which is quoted on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that he was gone of a Tovach B'Shabbos, or B'Yom HaKippurim, or Shor Niskal, Yischai Ba'ar B'Chamisha, that we're talking about a case of Tovech al Yidei Atzmo, that he himself was the one who shechted the animal on Shabbos. Not like Rabbi Yochanan who said that he sent it through a shliach. So that, Amir Tz Hashem, is what we want to pick up tomorrow.